You give me nothing to believe in. Just a lot of vague talk about strange patterns. Irrational proposals. Who's behind this? And to what purpose? How are people being changed?
It is March. Oh, God, what day is today? Actually, 21st. I couldn't read the little writing, Steve. My eyes have gotten that bad. I'm that old. And yes, I did use the same bumper because we never got to our topic last week.
No, we did not. So, well,
I'm Matt in Guystown Borough. That was Steve down in Bedford. How you doing?
Well, I'm looking for spring. We're 2 days into spring, and it was 22 degrees when I went out to feed my horses this morning.
I think so. Where did spring go? This morning was like 15.
Yeah. Well, you're 600 feet up on a mountain, higher than I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Come back spring. So,
a week ago, anyway, it was 70 degrees.
Yeah, I know. And I was walking around in a t-shirt smoking a fine cigar. And now I'm bundling up like Nanook of the North again. Yeah, anyway.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Me neither.
Just be consistent. March. That's all I'm asking. Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Be cold. Just consistently be cold.
Yeah. Well, if the government would stop, you know, screwing with the weather and just keep it level, you know, just because we know they're controlling the weather. You know, the moon landings were fake and the earth is flat. We all know this. I mean, come on now.
We're just seeing who we rile up out there, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And all wrestling is fake. So anyway, so we'll just throw that one in there to see who else we can piss off.
There you go. Oh, that's the fun part about what's coming up this summer is the people who try to have to explain to everyone that Olympic wrestling is actually like the sport, and what you've seen on TV every week is
theater.
Yeah,
it's wrestling theater.
That's not wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, technically it is.
Yeah,
what you've been watching is not.
Yeah.
So you have had 3 weeks now, because we took a week off because I was sick. Mm-hmm. Got sidetracked last week with what I think was a really fun episode.
Yeah, that
so
was interesting.
You've been sitting on a story that I think if you don't get it out, you're going to pop.
Probably an aneurysm or something. You know?
The fact that you made it this far is amazing.
Yeah, actually it is. This is one of those frustrating ones. All right. So for the average person, this should prove to be stupid beyond belief. So you know that in my job that I travel in three different counties, Bedford County, Somerset County, and Fulton County. So in the goodwill of protecting the people who told me this, I'm not saying what county I was in when I ran into these two PennDOT employees. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Boots on the ground, but we don't disclose.
It's a boots on the ground, right? But all right. So two PennDOT employees sitting outside an establishment getting a beverage, not an adult beverage, you know, Coke, getting a Coke or something like that, taking a break. So I run into, I get out. Hey guys, how's PennDOT doing today? Oh, fine. Curiosity, why are you driving a plow truck around when it's 68 degrees outside?
This is back when the weather was nice.
When it was 68 degrees
outside.
Long
ago, 2 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago.
68 degrees outside, a plow truck. And they kind of chuckled. And I said, I could make a snide comment. And they went, yeah, you could. And I said, but I am genuinely curious. Why are you running the plow truck on a day when it is, you know, 68 degrees outside? I said, do you know something about the weather that...
He left his you left your VPN on.
Yes, I just shut the VPN
there
off.
You go.
So
you asked him about the weather.
About the weather.
We don't know.
Right. Is there something coming that, you know, like a, you know, like a, is this one of those, is this 2012 movie all over again? And we're going to have, you know, Arctic blast is going to come in and freeze, you know, airplanes in the sky and helicopters and things like that. And they kind of laughed. They said, no. He said, a couple things is going on here. He said, how much time do you have? I said, I'm in no rush. I got some vacant land I have to go out and go walk on. So no, God, take all the time you want. And they said, well, we've had a very mild winter. I'm like, yeah, we have, you know, just a few snows. And well, the wear and tear that was expected to be put on the equipment that we had budgeted for, and the repairs that were supposed to be done didn't have to be done because we didn't put the wear and tear on. It's like, okay. I said, that's a good thing. Keeps the equipment, you know, makes the equipment last longer. And they both started laughing. They said, yeah. Our district headquarters got a phone call from Harrisburg and was told that because we didn't put as much wear and tear on the equipment and the repairs that they budgeted for is not being spent, that we were to go out and drive the plow around on dry ground, plow down on dry roads to wear out the equipment so they can then have the vendors come in and repair the equipment. And I kind of laughed. I was like, yeah, right. And they went, no, we're dead serious. They said, the other reason why we're out is because we, as a, you know, the division that they were in, so I had to be careful. I was getting ready to say what division they were in. The division that they were in had not met their monthly burn quota of fuel. They had not burned up as much fuel as had been predicted. So we have been told to go out and drive the trucks around, all the vehicles we have, for 5 hours a day to burn fuel in order to meet the required burn, the quota of fuel that we were expected to burn for the month for our trucks.
Wow.
At that point, and they were serious. And these guys had nothing to lose. They had nothing to gain by telling me this. They could see by the shocked look on my face that I was incredulous. And I said, okay, guys, let me get this straight. We didn't have a heavy snows, so you didn't use the trucks as much. You didn't wear them out as much. So you're told to go out and wear the trucks out so they can then pay the vendors that they've had contracted with to do the repairs on the trucks that are not needed because we had a light snowfall. And they went, yeah. And I said, and isn't driving plows around on dry roads, doesn't that tear up the roads? And they went, yeah, it really tears the roads up. And I said, the roads that we are trying to keep fixed and keep the potholes, and you're tearing them up. And they went, yep. I said, so doesn't that mean that those roads are going to have to be fixed, of which PennDOT does not fix them anymore? They went, yeah, correct. PennDOT doesn't do road repair anymore. We contract that out to local vendors. And I said, so by you going out and tearing up the roads, PennDOT gets to go with the local vendors to spend more money locally of taxpayers' money, of money we really don't need to spend anyway. They went, yeah, you're getting the picture now. And I said, and because you didn't burn as much fuel because we haven't had a lot of snow days, you're going out just driving around just to be driving to burn the required amount of fuel in an era when we're supposed to be green and not creating more greenhouse emissions. And you're being told by, you went, Harrisburg headquarters, PennDOT in headquarters, you know, in Harrisburg calls every regional office that is not meeting its fuel quota, burning as much, and told to burn that amount of fuel to get their fuel burn up. So they go out. So when you see these PennDOT trucks just driving around with plows on them and there's no snow or anything, or just their pickup trucks or just their regular dump trucks and everything with nothing in them, it's because they've not met their required monthly quota to burn a certain amount of fuel each month. Now, if that isn't fraud, waste, and abuse, I don't know what is. And these guys had nothing to gain by telling me this.
No, because they're probably not. It's probably boring as all get out doing that.
I wouldn't just. Where would you drive for 5 hours to be paid? And PennDOT gets paid well, so I'm not taking that away from them. But tell these guys just go burn fuel.
5 hour drive is to DC from here.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could drive halfway to DC, turn around, drive back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're supposed to be conserving fuel. And here it is, our government is having government agencies or entities go out and burn fuel just to be burning fuel, which is taxpayers' dollars. I think that's so I got so pissed off about it driving home, because I had a ways to drive, I got to thinking about it. So, Wayne Langerhorne, state senator, Pat Stefano, state senator, Judy Ward, state senator, Jesse Topper, state representative, Matt Dowling, state representative, Mike Reese, state representative, Carl Metzger, state representative, and James Rigby, state rep. Those are all of the three counties that I drive around in. Not calling out Cambria County, because I'm not involved in Cambria County. So those representatives, those elected officials, I am calling every one of you out. And some of you I know personally. I'm calling all of you out. This is fraud, waste, and abuse. And I'm putting this pile of steaming horse crap right in your laps for you to do something. And if you don't like it, call me. You know me. Or just look up my name on the internet. You can find my phone number. But I'm calling all of you out. You are paid ridiculous amounts of money to work a part-time job, to go to Harrisburg and play state senator or state rep. Try doing something. And if you don't like it, too damn bad. Steve's opinion, not Matt. I'm pulling Matt out of this one. That's Steve. So if you don't like it, call Steve. Don't call Matt. You can email me, too.
I think one of the big things that gets lost is how just horribly inefficient and how well known it is, the management of PennDOT is. Remember the bridge collapse last year in Philadelphia, or down towards Philadelphia. One of the greatest things about that, to me, well, that I didn't have to deal with the traffic and stuff, was watching the news stories about that and the comments. People from around the world commenting, well, they're done for. It's a PennDOT project. Mm-hmm. These were people from different states, different countries, who had heard the tales, or probably more likely had at one point lived here.
And left,
considering our population's doing what it's doing. And
tanking.
Yeah. And it was just joke after joke after joke of how long it was going to take. And it took federal effort to get that thing fixed that fast. Mm-hmm. I have no love for the management of PennDOT, especially having spent more than a decade dealing with it on a local government level. The just leadership's broken.
Horribly.
And it is a whole bunch of these agencies, whether it's from the thing that you're talking about to how they handle licensing and permitting on stuff, to the projects they decide to do, to Cambria County. We just did, a couple weeks back, the big breakdown of population loss in Cambria County.
That we did. Yep.
That we are going to be classified. We should be technically, had it not been for COVID, classified as a rural county now.
Correct.
We will be in 6 years at the 2030 census. We're still treated, as far as the emissions inspection goes, like an urban center.
We have
to get the admissions inspection done up here.
Yes.
And I watched the hearing when they got asked about it. And effectively, the answer would be, yes, we could take Cambria out of it, but we'd have to work with the feds to do it, and that's too hard. So we're not going to do it. So they told the people of Cambria County, because they're lazy or too stupid to figure it out.
I'm going with a combination.
Too bad.
Yeah. And who was this that, said they weren't going to work with the feds?
This was a transportation hearing.
Oh, the transportation hearing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this was our it was a state Senate transportation hearing asking them, "Hey, why can't Cambria be moved out? It's not the population. It's met mm-hmm. the criteria. Nope, it'd be too difficult to do the deal with the feds. So we're not going to look at it."
So our state representatives.
No. They were the ones asking the question, why isn't it happening?
Oh.
And we're told can't do it.
So they were told by whoever.
By the reps asking. Of the agency. By the.
Yep.
I can't remember if it was PennDOT or DEP.
Oh, okay.
I think it was PennDOT.
PennDOT.
Since it was transportation hearing. And yeah, too bad. Suck it up. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Because then the question got asked in the hearing, well, wait a minute. You're not even enforcing it everywhere. Because Philadelphia is not enforcing it. In an
That's
effort,
an urban center.
Well, and if I remember correct, and I may have my specific there wrong, but I think they have a list of they've added to a list of finable offenses that they won't enforce in an effort mm-hmm. to direct resources to more pressing issues. I'm not going to worry about your emissions inspection when I got to deal with, you know, a murder.
Two blocks over. Yeah.
And the question was posed, well, why don't we just tell our local police departments not to fine you and give you a ticket if your emissions are wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in theory, you could do that, and we can't really do too much about it.
Well, that's what Johnstown should have done, or
yeah. So I'm gonna. County. So I'll add to my to the list of people on that issue. Every local government.
Mm-hmm.
If you run a police department, city of Johnstown, Geistown, Stony Creek. I'm just thinking the ones in my region, Richland. Yeah. Upper Yoder, West Hills, Conemaugh Township in Somerset. Well, no, Somerset wouldn't matter. Evansburg, all of them.
Yeah.
Tell your police departments, don't enforce it.
Yeah. What are they going to do? What can, you know, what's the state going to do about it? Nothing.
Yeah. And that was the point that I believe that was made was, well, if your residents don't get enforced, doesn't mean they can't be ticketed if they travel to, say, a neighboring county. And the answer was, none of our neighboring counties have the fine, have the requirement.
Because we're all rural. Yeah.
We're it.
Well, yeah. In Blair County. I think Blair County has it.
I'm not even 100% sure if Blair does actually.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I don't know. So I can't definitively say that.
No, knowing that this was coming, I did a little digging.
Because
it's a bigger issue that goes on here. And it is the mentality of when it's not yours, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing. It's not my money. I don't care.
Yeah, but it is our money.
No. I'm not saying you and me don't care. I'm saying this management.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Got it.
Yeah. And lo and behold, I found I kind of remembered he did this. I found the 2023 report from Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it the Festivus Report for 2023. It is a detailed listing highlighting $900 billion of waste.
Wow.
On the federal side. Let me just go kind of skim through some of these to see what you think. Here is an unknown amount. Could be potentially $800 billion. it's not all, they approved up to $800 billion. They don't know how much of it was fraud. For COVID funds for companies, the Paycheck Protection Program. And he highlights six specific cases where people use to upload their ID Barbie dolls or video game characters that were automatically approved and money was sent. We've talked about national debt, and I think you and I have already spoken that we want to do a larger episode about debt, so I'll leave that one alone. Yeah. The NIH, under Anthony Fauci, has a 3,000 individual monkey colony in South Carolina that costs $33 million a year to house, feed, and care for monkeys. We spent $6 million last year to boost tourism in Egypt.
It's important.
The training employees. Nothing good out of that. Here's a $2.7 million grant to study cats on treadmills. We paid $38 million to dead people in COVID payments. These are ones I thought, when I saw them, I thought of you. How to ruin millions of dollars in military equipment. Three parts. A story in three parts. $89 million worth of turbine gas engines were left outside for a year.
Wow. I wonder what service that was.
U.S. Army.
Ah. Yeah, probably for the Abrams tanks.
Yeah. $12.6 million worth of transmissions were left outside, again, by the U.S. Army. And finally, $68.29 million of vehicular track shoes were left out by the Department of Defense. Just sitting there, rotted away. Bottom, done.
Yep.
Looking for other great ones. $400 million. Every year, I'm going to read this one completely. Every year, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, reroutes incoming tax payments to a fund set aside for U.S. presidential campaigns. The account is funded by a $3 IRS tax return checkbox. Since 2008, no major political party's candidate for president has accepted the funds. As of November 1st, 2023, $400.6 million sat unused in the presidential election campaign fund account.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
They should ship that over to the Social Security Fund that's supposed to be fully funded. That's not. They keep raiding all the time.
Yeah. Lot of Fauci stuff, but Rand Paul just hates his guts.
Just a sample
of some of the government waste that occurs.
Small sample.
Oh, very small sample.
Yeah.
And it's just mind-boggling to me when you think about the amount of money and time that is wasted when you have an entity as big as some of these organizations.
Yeah, I think you go back to your point that because it's taxpayers' dollars that come in, the people who are spending it don't see it as their own dollar, their own money.
No.
As if it's coming out of their checkbook. They just say, it just comes in. We have fleeced this from the American taxpayer, whether it's federal or state level, and they just spend it willy-nilly and don't care about it. And if they want more, they'll just go fleece us some more for it.
Yeah.
Threaten us with 80,000 armed IRS agents.
Oh, God, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah.
What I heard a great idea one time. You're going to start, when you look at taxes, there's a bunch of ways. I've only had ever, one time I had a crazy lady come up to me at a store when I was in the government and said, my taxes aren't high enough. Taxes aren't high enough. In guys town. I told her she was welcome to write a check to pay extra. Mm-hmm. Didn't opt to do that.
Oh, okay.
Well, everyone needs to pay more. Well, everyone doesn't feel like that. Only you do. But if you want to write it, no. Never heard from her again.
Yeah. Here's my card. Send it to this address.
So that had that. Then you have the other far extreme, that there should be no taxation.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably closer to that extreme, you and I. I have a defund the IRS and the taxation is theft t-shirt I'm saving for April for tax season.
Okay.
But the idea that I saw that I liked for this is that you can look and see and figure it out yourself if you really want to put the time and the effort. But what every person should be able to get is, don't even have to mail it out. Just put it online. Pull up your record and see an itemized bill. So if you paid last year in $5,000, if you paid last year $5,000 in taxes.
Okay.
$5,000 that you wrote a check for if you're self-employed or had taken out of your salary. Where did that $5,000 go to? By department.
That's never going to happen.
Well, you could figure it out now if you dig in and do the legwork.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, see, now my brain's thinking, like, actually, can I build this webpage? I think I might be able to. But, so stay tuned for that. We'll see how obsessive I get about this idea. Yeah. But, effectively, what you're saying is what percentage of the government does everything take out of it? And then every dollar you spend, mm-hmm. what percent of that dollar goes to what?
How much to defense? How much to?
How much is defense? How much is education? How much is
right.
Social Security? How much is Medicare?
How much is to pay the national senators debt. and the congressmen and women to sit around and pontificate about nothing all day?
Yeah. Know? Well, I call that the bureaucracy. How much is it to just...
Yeah, cover the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
I bet you it's the majority of the money.
No. No. I guarantee you the biggest part is
DOD.
Non-discretionary spending.
Fund spending.
Medicare, Social Security, welfare, stuff like that.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Well, we're not going to solve anything. I just had to vent that off because that was bothering me quite a bit. You know, that it still gets me that they're just driving around burning fuel when the clowns in Harrisburg and Washington are telling us we should go out and buy electric vehicles to conserve gasoline. But yet the federal government, the state government's telling the local PennDOT guys to go out and drive around to burn more fuel. I was incredulous, to use that word.
Here you go. You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just now have done research. The discretionary budget for 2022 was set at $1.68 trillion, much of which goes to military spending, including Homeland Security, Department of Veterans Affairs, other defense-related programs. The rest must pay for all other domestic programs. Largest being health and human services, education, housing, and urban development. So $1.68 trillion. Mandatory spending is estimated to be around $4.01 trillion. Programs such as Social Security, Medicaid, unemployment compensation. Medicare and Medicaid. Right. Social Security is $1.2 trillion of that.
And
so Social Security is almost as big in itself as the entire discretionary expense of the federal government.
Right. And on that specifically, the Medicare, the Medicaid, the Social Security, everything, that's when they talk about a government shutdown, those aren't part of a government shutdown. The government could shut down, but Social Security, retirement, Medicare, Medicaid, all that will automatically be funded. That doesn't change. That doesn't go away if the government shuts down.
No, the scare tactic is effectively, oh my goodness, no one could be here to spend out the checks.
Which is all automatic.
Well, it is now, yeah. That's why it becomes
less automatic.
Threat.
Right. It's not a threat anymore. It's just, but it's a, but when they talk about a government shutdown, everybody thinks that the government is going to shut down and nothing's going to happen, which is untrue. I don't know what the percentage is, but a very, if the government would ever shut down, it would be a very small section of the government would actually not work anymore. You'd shut down the parks and things like that.
Visible stuff.
But yeah, but people are going to, and museums and things
museums,
like that. But people
yeah,
are going
to,
but
DC,
Social Security checks,
stuff like that.
Yeah, Social Security checks will go out. Veterans checks will go out. VA checks will go out.
Army's there. That's what they always say when, oh, we're going to shut down the government. The Army's not going to get paid. Bull crap.
Yeah.
Government service. The Navy's still there.
Government service people are going to get paid. Government service retirees are going to get paid. All that's going to get paid. And you don't not pay the Marines or the Army. They have tanks and howitzers. They're well armed. You're not going to, oh, we're not paying you. Really? We'll see about that.
And the funny thing is that most times they do government shutdown, it actually is more costly. Everyone's like, well, hey, the government shutdown, we're saving money at least. You're not, actually. Because you don't get, even if you're furloughed, you get back pay.
Yeah, you're still getting paid.
You may not get paid right now, but you're doing nothing, and you'll get paid for that time too.
Right.
There is a legit argument to be made that government shutdowns don't do anything.
No, it's just another tactic they use. They being the ineffective and inefficient employees that we voted for that send to Washington and Harrisburg. It's just another, they're ineffectual. I feel sorry for their wives or their husbands. That ineffectual at the office, kind of like imagines what they're like in the bedroom.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. Okay. I heard it coming. It's like standing on a train rail track and you're like, hey, I think I hear a train coming. And then just still listening to it while it hits you right in the face.
While it slams you down.
Here's the breakdown of discretionary spending in 2021. By sector. So this is not the much larger mandatory spending. Military was 46%.
Okay.
Education, 10%. Healthcare, 9%. Veterans benefits, 6.5%. Government, which is labeled as government, which I would assume is the stuff we talked about, the aides, the workers, the 6% at $94 billion. Housing and community at 5.7%. Transportation was at 4.5%. It gets much smaller from there.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest section being food and agriculture, 0.8%. So of the discretionary spending, military is the biggest, 752. And we've done an episode, go back previous episodes, we've talked about the excess of military spending.
Yeah, to support the military industrial complex.
But understand when people say, and that's what bugs just the crap out of me, when people say, you know, if we cut the military in half, we could really help out people on Social Security and stuff. No, if we took, say it's $750 billion, which is it, $752 billion, so call it 750. No, let's make it easier, 800. It's been 3 years since this number was released.
All right.
$800 billion, half of it. We cut half of it to $400 billion. Mandatory spending is $5.2 trillion.
Yeah, trillion.
It's not even with half a billion.
Yeah.
Let alone trillion. It's five. Mm-hmm. It's 500 million. No, excuse me. It's 500 billion. It's, so it's half a trillion. This is five.
Yeah. 5 trillion with a T.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not an insignificant amount of money, but not earth-shattering, be-all, end-all, you know, hey, if we did that, everyone would have complete, perfect health care. No.
Yeah. All the potholes would be fixed.
Or all, yeah, every bridge would be brand new. No. It wouldn't either.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So that's actually an interesting way to think about it, is all this stuff that we think about and talk about is them just arguing over 1/6 of the federal budget.
Yes. Well, it is.
Which makes it actually sound even worse now that I think about it, that these idiots can't get it together on a budget in the last decade.
20 years.
Yeah.
In 20 years. Since I've retired, I remember. I retired 21 years ago now from the Marines, and I can remember us being on continuing resolutions from an operational standpoint.
Yeah.
And we had to, there are certain things we had to cut back on when we were on continuing resolutions. You know, a lot of the training got pushed off to the side, couldn't do it. You know, training for war got put on hold when we went into continuing resolutions, because the money had to go to operational things, actually real stuff that we were fighting and doing. So for over 20 years, Congress has not done its job of passing a budget. Might have done it once or twice in the past 20 years, but I don't know what those stats are. I think you looked it up at one time. How many times did Congress actually pass a budget on time to present to the president for signature?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's been more than twice in 20 to 40 years. I really don't remember the exact numbers. It's just.
I'm looking at it.
The PennDOT guys got on my nerves.
There it is. Oh, bad gateway.
Huh?
Bad gateway error. Why is it giving me?
Bad gateway error. Don't ask the great Oracle Google for information.
Four times in the last 40 years.
Four times, so for every 10 years, they get it right.
Yeah.
They do their job.
And what they're arguing about is, again, in that 1/6 the budget.
Correct. Yeah. So.
It's literally like going out to eat with a group of friends and spending $1,000 on food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then knife fighting over, you know, $150 tip.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
a party.
They're arguing over, if it's 1/6 of the budget, they're arguing over 17% of the budget. The other 83% is fine.
Yeah. No. Okay. It's effectively going to a restaurant with a handful of folks, spending $100, and debating what do you spend $15, $17, or $20 to tip
mm-hmm.
the waitress or waiter. And because you can't figure it out, you set the restaurant on fire.
And don't pay.
And then don't pay anyway. Don't do it anyway. just write an IOU note and stick it to the poor person while they're getting called out by the firefighters.
A dine and dash. that's our elected officials. And all the ones that I called out by name earlier in this podcast, if you have anything to say to me, go ahead and email me or call me. Love to hear from you. Try doing your jobs. Anyway. So, Matt, I don't.
You feel better? You at least got this off your chest, because you sat on that to sit on this one for a while.
Yeah, I did have to sit on this one for a while. It just, you know, my exit strategy is I was hoping for an exit strategy where I'd find a lottery ticket or something like that, you know, or, you know, some space monkey would drop off $1 million to me. Now, my exit strategy now is the rapture. I'm just hoping for one day there's going to be the great vanishing of all of us Christians, true believing evangelical Christians, we just disappear and leave this planet, and good luck to everybody that's left behind. That's my new exit strategy.
I got Mega Millions this weekend, I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's at what's that? $4 for it's up to like what, 560?
No, it's like close to a billion now.
A billion.
No one hit on Tuesday night.
Right. I remember, yeah, I actually saw that come across a news feed that I had on Epic Times. And I was like, well, maybe I'll go spend $4 and buy one here at the local, you know, Sunoco or something like that, and spend $4 and see if I hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I do, we won't be doing podcasts anymore.
Of course we still will be.
Yeah, I actually would. Nobody would know I hit it. I would just go cash it, take the cash out, pay off my truck, and I'd fully retire.
Building in my with my big giant building with my name on it someplace. That'd be the Trump Tower, Johnstown. It'd be awesome. Because I'm too arrogant not to do it.
Matt's Tower. Oh, geez.
I'd build a building big enough in the shape of a person. It's a little Futurama joke, but it'd be like a statue. The building would be a statue of me with my foot propped up on some other jackass's building in this town with their name on it. Just think I'm stepping. No, we weren't.
Oh, I went there. I went right there. Oh, you got to bleep that one out.
I don't know. We'll see.
Why not? Oh, what the hell? What are they going to do? Never let you work in the town again?
Oh, shocks. Oh, we'll get murdered in the park.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great. All right, Matt.
Well, thanks, Steve. This has been a real pick-me-up.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, us thoughtprovokingblokes.com, in case you're wondering who you're listening to. I've got the giggles now. I can't stop laughing over my last comment. If you like what you heard from us, send us an email. Tell us, hey, guys, love what you're hearing. If you don't like us, tell us that, too. And time, talent, and treasure, to steal that line from Adam on the No Agenda show. If you like anything that you've heard, send us an email. Take some time. Send us some information I guess to talk about. Or if you have some extra treasure, i.e. money, send it to us. Go to thoughtprovokingblokes.com. How's that for a plug?
There you go.
There we go. Hey, have a good one, Matt.
Have a great week, Steve.
See ya. Bye. Oh.